Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Yeah, finally back in the studio. But I have to tell you that they're still not finished working in my building on my floor. So everything is still sealed up. I have no ventilation. And as we all know, there are no windows in my studio space. So ventilation is still sealed everywhere, and the smell is just dust. It's awful. So how do you deal with this? So I told them that I think that they owe me at least some kind of a discounted rate for the 2 months, the entire summer, that I have been unable to work because the dust is so bad. You can't paint in oil and then let it dry with this kind of dust floating around that just sticks to everything. It's paint dust, and it's cement, really awful. And I'm looking around, and it's caked everywhere. It's just really pathetic. Anyway, so today I come into the studio hoping, praying, that my studio space is livable, workable. And it is still not. So yet another week lost. As I was working Monday and I was working Tuesday, and now here I am, and I have a painting that is sitting on my easel begging to be finished, and another one begging to be started, and nothing to nothing to nothing. So I'm not exactly a happy camper today. So going forward, what I can say is I also got a letter in the mail from my studio people saying that my lease tenancy is up as of October 31st. And I'm well aware of this date. And now they're telling me they need to know what my intentions are as of the 1st of September, which is less than 2 weeks away. Can you believe that already? September? God, it was so quick. Do you know I haven't gone to the beach once? Not one time did I step my little toes in the ocean or touch sand. Actually, that's not true. I went to a party in the Hamptons. I did walk on sand, and I had my feet in, I guess I did touch, well, it was an inlet, a bay, but still ocean water. But I haven't, like, put a blanket out and laid out on the beach. So that has not happened at all. So that does not make me a happy camper. Anyway, I will be taking a little vacay and going to Florida sooner than later, and extending my summer. So even though the temperature really broke yesterday, summer is far from over, especially in my book. So there you have it. So the weather, like summer weather and the space weather, the auroras have been colliding with our, what do they call it? Stratosphere auroras have been colliding with the auroras that are in our ozone, just slightly above that you can see. It's been a very interesting thing. And the lightning show that has been going on in our stratosphere is unbelievable. It looks like when they tell you to meditate and they tell you sit down and picture the line of energy going through your body and into the ground and into the earth and rooting in the earth. And then open your head and feel the energy shooting out of your head and up into the universe. Well, that's exactly what it's been looking like, these gorgeous light shows of these long, thin stems of stratus lightning. And at the top, it looks like a tree, and at the bottom, it looks like the roots of a tree. It's really quite magnificent. You can find them on spaceweather.com. I think I mentioned this once before. So anyway, so that's the weather. So it's been really quite beautiful, and yesterday it really broke. So yesterday was the first day that I wore, like, capri pants again. And actually Saturday was a very hot day, but I went to the theater. I went to see a movie with my mom. Cafe Society, Woody Allen. And I have to say, Woody Allen has been nonstop every single year, still puts out another film. And he's gotten quite beaten up because his movies haven't been, you know, up to speed for, quote-unquote, Woody Allen. But I have to say that Cafe Society surpasses all. Funny, sad, interesting, you know, the whole nine works. And casting was perfection, really well casted. I can't think of the lead actor's name that played Woody Allen. We all know him. He was in Zombieland, and he's the one that played Zuckerberg in Social Network. Oh, I can't think of his name. But I have to say, the mannerisms, his body language was totally Woody Allen. It was perfection. Really well casted, really well played. Interesting, funny. Definitely a must see. Put it on your list. And go and see it because it's definitely worth the view. It's not one of those you have to see it on a big screen, but it's not bad to see on the big screen. I still have a laundry list of movies that I'd like to see, which I've not seen yet, but working toward that greater good. I may actually see a movie tonight. I'm not sure. It's funny, you know, you never want to see a movie in the summer unless it's a really rainy, rainy day, which is funny. But some people say it's better to go to the movies in the summer because you get out of the heat. So yeah, I guess it's a 50-50 split, you know. Getting out of the house in the winter and seeing a movie is always a good thing because it gives you something to do when it's all dark early. So all a matter of opinion. Isn't that the way it always goes? How you view things. What's your opinion of blah, blah, blah? There you go. So, all interesting. So now I have a new place to actually work and do my sculpture, which I have not done yet because there have been so many other things, and you can hear in my throat already bothering me, the dust. It's awful. This is so not healthy. This is so not good. This is so not cool. Very, very, very frustrating. So, I don't know. By the way, last week when I was here checking on how things were, and again, being disappointed, I decided I was going to wash all the brushes that I have for my canvas and cocktail. And the two brushes that were missing miraculously reappeared. I could just see them walking back into their little bucket of friends. So I have all of my brushes. None are missing. Yay, team. That's all I have to say. That makes me a very happy camper as well. So I have one day left to work for my sister-in-law to do the apartment inspection. And I had a really good time last night doing the inspections. Sometimes it just seems so different. I know it's all your intentions and your perspective and how you view things and what you hope to gain out of something. But I learned something really, really interesting. If you set an intention and you have thought that this is going to be a joyous experience or a happy time, I find that regardless of the situation, whether there are people that are not happy with you or whether there are people that are just looking for a fight, if you go with the intention of having a good time, that it's going to be a terrific evening, it always turns out to be exactly that, which makes me extremely happy. So I had a very nice, pleasant experience last night, and I have one more night to go. And a friend of mine was telling me that I actually did the numbers backward. Now, this makes a lot of sense to me because percentage is not my strong suit. And even though I'm gifted with math, I just don't always understand the concept of the percentage thing. Figure out the tax that you're going, the tip that you're going to leave on on a dining out experience is easy because you just double the tax, which makes it, you know, 17 or 18%. So you don't have to really, so you see the percentage right there. You don't have to think about it too much. If you round up, you're going to do 20%. And generally speaking, that's how I go. That's pretty easy because the percentage is already done for you. But when you're trying to, when I am trying to figure out the percent of other things, unless I have a calculator and it's doing the percentage, apparently I get it backward all the time. So I said that we had a 35% increase, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's in real estate. He said, you have it backwards. It was a 50% increase. But I didn't understand the concept of 50% because it's not 50-50. So it didn't make sense to me. Anyway, he explained the math behind it and said that I was just doing it backward. And I said, okay, that sounds fine. And I'll leave it at that because I don't know. And it's really funny when you go into a clothing store and they mark everything up 150 to 200%. That I get. And then when they give you a discount of 20 or 30%, it's still nothing in comparison to how much they've marked it up. So percentage kind of baffles me how that all works. So going forward, yeah, that's let's just leave it right. Just not go forward on that one. We'll just let that dog lie anyway. So What else? So many things have been, it's just, I have been running from place to place to place to place. It's really interesting. And I have this painting that is sitting here in front of me, and all I want to do is finish it. So no matter how much I'm running, I'm kind of like at the same time miffed that I have not been able to complete this painting. And I'm looking, and there's like a slight haze in my studio space because of this dust. It's a definite haze. I'm not making it up, and I'm not seeing things, so it's really quite unpleasant. Yeah, well, it looks like they've finished this side of the building, but until they remove all of the coverings and the tape, I know that they are not complete. So that does not make me a happy camper. I'm just looking at the layer of dust on everything. Now, I've covered so much artwork, but there's still so much that was not covered. And there's so many paintings that are, you know, wax medium, but still it's oil paint. And that kind of dust, it's not like the dust that collects in your home. You know, when you have dust in your house and they say, oh, it gets so dusty in here, I leave a window open and blah, 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 blah. 90% of dust is what they call it's angel dust. It falls from the sky, or fairy dust. Either name is probably accurate. So fairy dust and angel dust, and I'm not talking about the drug angel dust, is a combination of space particles that are falling right straight out of the sky and landing in your home. And then the rest is skin, your own skin sloughing off. And this combination of skin and dust is fairy dust. This is what lands all over your house. And it's inevitable. It's all year round. I'm not going to say it's worse in the summer. I'm not going to say it's worse in the winter, because in the winter you have dry skin. And in the summer, you know, even though there's a lot of moisture, you're always exfoliating. Your skin is always exfoliating. That's the way it goes. So the dust particles in your own home are mostly you and the heavens. So the dust that is in my studio right now has nothing to do with me or the heavens, because I haven't a window and there aren't any openings that would allow any kind of particles to come through from the heavens. I'm even looking at my lights that are hanging above my head, and they too have a layer of dust. This really vexes me. So I am not happy at all, because all I'm thinking is like, I'm going to have to clean all of this. And though many things are covered, as stated, many, many things are still uncovered. And I'm not looking forward to taking the dust off. Anyway, there you have it. So tonight I have plans to see a friend of mine that I've not seen probably 2 weeks. I think that the movie I saw, I've only seen two movies this summer. Is that true? Two? Lisa, really? I believe so. So one was with my movie partner and the other was with my mom. And we're planning on possibly going to the movies again tonight. There's just so many things out there that I really would like to see. So that's how that story goes. And I'm going to stick to it. So still have like a handful of things that I want to do for me. I want to go for a massage. I want to go for a mani-pedi. I returned some shoes, so I want to buy some more shoes. And I'm looking at a pair of sandals that I've had for several years that have now seen a much better day, because sometimes I buy sandals, I buy shoes, and I don't wear them right away. It's really funny because I've seen this advertisement. So there was this commercial. Let's put it this way. So I saw this advertisement, and they're talking about how it's all about a laundry detergent, number one. Okay, so this is how the story goes. They don't want to wear the clothing because they don't want to have to wash it so that it will not fade or, you know, become less beautiful than it is. Kind of like my inevitable gross display is to buy something and never wear it. You know, what is a gross display? To buy something and never enjoy it. I think that that's crazy, right? So you should buy and wear and use everything that you buy because you should enjoy it, right? You're not buying it for the next generation so that you can pass it on. You're buying it because you liked it and you want to use it. So you might as well partake and use it and enjoy it in this lifetime. So I buy shoes, and what happens is I'll wear them once or twice, and excuse me, I'm sorry, the dust is really, really invasive. I guess I will not be spending much time here today. Unfortunately, another day lost. So I will buy a pair of shoes. I'll wear them a couple of times, and I don't like to have to break any kind of a shoe in, you know. And I'm a pretty delicate, hardy flower. Yes, that is an oxymoron, but the truth is it's like an orchid. They're really hardy looking, but they're extremely sensitive, temperamental, or delicate. That is me to the T. I am an orchid. I have those hardy leaves, but those delicate, delicate flowers. I'm an orchid. There you go. So what happens is I'll wear something, a shoe. Let's be very specific, a shoe. And then it hurts me and I can't wear them. You know, something will happen. I'll twist an ankle, and I don't really actually twist an ankle. I'll go over a little bit, and I'll be like, yeah, now I'm afraid to wear them because I'm going to get hurt. So what will happen is I'll have them for a season. I won't wear them. The next season comes, I'll wear them once or twice, and then I'll forget about them. And then the third season, I'll be like, oh, my God, I have those shoes. And then I'll wear them to death. And so lo and behold, I may get 3 or 4 seasons out of a shoe because I don't wear them all the time. So now I have 4 pairs of sandals that I've been sort of living in for the last 3 summers. And I tried to go and purchase 2 new pairs of sandals. Now, I'm a delicate orchid, so I cannot wear anything that goes between my toes, like the thongs, the flip-flops, whatever you want to call them. I cannot wear those kind of shoes. And this summer, I decided I was going to buy something that was similar, but it wrapped around the whole foot. Now, unless it's the thing that goes around the big toe by itself, I really cannot wear it. But I tried. So I bought these sandals. They were really pretty, had a nice little heel, really comfortable. You're stepping on like, it's like walking on air. They were so comfortable. After wearing them for one day, I couldn't feel my second toe because the piece that goes between the two toes is pressing on some acupressure point in my foot, and I can't feel the toes. So for days, I had a numb toe. So I decided to take them back and return them. And they took them back, and they took back the other pair, which I'd never worn. Now I'm back in search of the perfect sandal. So the two or three pairs of sandals that I've been wearing for the past 5 years are completely kaput. That after the end of this summer, I have to throw them away because they're falling apart and they look terrible. That's the shoe front. And I actually bought myself two pairs of walking shoes. Well, one of them is not really a walking shoe. And I think that I mentioned that I walked the 4 miles from 38th Street and 3rd Avenue back to my studio. Now, this was really interesting. I walked over the 59th Street Bridge. I have to tell you, it's a very long bridge to walk. I was wearing a pair of shoes that have no support, and the rubber is so thin, it feels like you're walking barefoot. So you feel every crack, every stone, every bump, every crevice, as if you were walking barefoot. The difference is you're not, so you're not afraid to walk, although you're a bit mindful of what you're stepping on because you're thinking anything can pierce the bottom of that shoe in a heartbeat. So I did look down while I was walking, and so I bought two pairs of walking shoes, and one of them, I've worn them so much this summer that they're kaput as well. So my mother was telling me, just throw them in the washing machine and hopefully they'll be fine and recovered. So I thought that was really interesting. But now the big thing is with no laces, with paint. Now everything I own already ends up having paint on it. So I cannot in good conscience buy a pair of jeans that are ripped or that have paint stains on them because I am an artist and my whole wardrobe ends up looking exactly like that. Now, here's the funny thing. If I ever wore my paint jeans out with the rips in the paint, people would be like, oh, my God, you look like a slob. Meanwhile, you can go and spend anywhere from $80 upward to $250 on a pair of jeans that are torn and painted up and be very fashionable. Could you explain that one to me? I would really like to know how come it doesn't work on me and it works on Joe Schmo, you know, with his painted up slip-on shoes, and it's okay for him. I'm not sure. That doesn't exactly please me, I have to say. The painted look, you know, the baggy jeans that are all torn up and painted up. I have tight, I have baggy, I have extremely loose. I have pants that you could put on, zip up, fold over the top and take off without opening them up. And I have pants that are skin tight that are looking the same way. None of them of which I would wear out on a date or on a night out, you know. So there you have it. It's just one of those interesting things. So this weekend I was invited to the rooftop at the Holiday Inn. Swimming. So even though I've not touched the beach, I have been in a pool with a beautiful view, I must add, of Manhattan. And we caught the best part of the day. So here's the interesting story behind this. The gentleman that invited us had his entire family up there. So we met the whole family, the grandchildren, the kids, the whole family, the whole shebang. And we spent the greater part of the day in the pool and around the pool, and it was quite lovely. And at the end of the day, when we were getting ready to leave and saying goodbye to everybody and thanking them, it had occurred to me that the friend that I took with me was trying to figure out what was so unique and interesting about the individual that had invited us. You know, it has nothing to do with what's in your bank account. It has nothing to do with how affluent you are, who you know, and or what you do. because a person can be interesting and unique just in their style and how they carry and present themselves. And to me, that's what was so interesting about this particular individual, caught in a time period, probably 30s, 40s, you know, the type of attire. And because of this attire, apparently, it vexes many people into thinking other things. Now we're talking judgments. So now, is it such a great thing? Everybody judges. It's your intuition screaming at you a judgment, you know, stay away from that person, or I don't like this, or this is a fabulous thing. They're all judgments, right? So if you're judging something, it's your intuition very loudly telling you what it is that you should feel or think about so-and-so or such-and-such or something, okay? It's when you start to talk about it with other people, the gossip, that's the bad thing. Having intuition is your own inner voice, right? So they say inner child, love your heart, all this is, you know, that intuition and that inner child, it is your heart. And when that speaks to you, you should listen. It doesn't mean that you need to share those thoughts and feelings with others in a denigrating manner to other people or about other situations. That would be gossip. Gossip is not the best thing on the planet. So you kind of sort of want to steer away from all of that. That's all I'm saying on that subject. But I find it really interesting that you can look at somebody and say, well, I find them interesting because I think of their affluence or their stature. Or, you know, I look at people and I find them interesting because of their uniqueness or their inner beauty. It has nothing to do with what's in their wallet or who they know or what they do. Because I don't really care what anybody else does. That's kind of true, actually, because I do what I love, and it makes me really happy. Taken quite a lot of flack over the years from many because of what I do and how I live. And thusly, I don't judge anybody else because, you know, I'm not casting any stones. I don't want those repercussions back at me. So I kind of let that all work its beautiful magic. And I just observe it. That's how that would go. So I have something else to say on the whole, you know, blog, radio, talk show thing. I think that if I were to do a blog video rather than a blog radio, I'd be able to pause. Wow, that was so fast, 90 seconds. I'd be able to pause and think, and everybody would know it wasn't just dead air because they'd still be looking at me. But because you can't see me, I try to fill every moment with some sort of information, so I never stop talking. So sometimes, because I'm speaking all the time off the top of my head, sometimes I'm trying to recall or recount 60 seconds. I'm trying to recount something, and because it's radio, because everybody would be like, what happened there? It's like that infinite moment at the altar when somebody's waiting for the I do. It could take you 30 seconds or a minute, but it may seem like an eternity. And I bring that up because I have a show that I kind of like to watch called Married at First Sight. And one of the couples of the three paused for a long time before she said, I do. And I remember watching it, and I was thinking, okay, that's a long pause. But I remember when they were all, the person that was marrying them, the priest or the preacher, I think it was a priest, didn't even give her the moment to really think about her answer. I thought that was kind of funny. It made me laugh, actually. I remember that when I got married, it took me a few moments to answer as well, because I also thought about it. Even though I had already thought about it and made up my mind, this is something I want to do, I'm going to do it. I remember that it took me a few seconds to say I do. And I remember my ex-husband telling me that he was nervous at that moment that I was going to say no or I don't. So this is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show from the studio and unable to work. So tomorrow I will be making a sculpture in my friend's backyard. I'll be working in the sculpture garden anyway. So that's how that's going to go. And I'm very disappointed that they haven't fixed this yet. And now they're sending me a letter telling me, as of July 28th, and this was certified mail, and I received it today. So it was not in my mailbox, because I definitely check my mail monthly, at least, probably twice or three times a month. Anyway, thank you for listening. You have a beautiful day. And enjoy the week and the rest of the summer. I'll be back with you same time, same bat channel next week. Thank you for listening.